Here at World Dairy Expo, I am visiting with one of our sponsors, Accelerated Genetics. And Joel, I think this year you guys have got a real special celebration going on. Why don't we just start out with the fact that Accelerated Genetics is celebrating 70 years.
Okay, I will do that. As you said, we are celebrating 70 years. We are very proud of our heritage. We started back in 1941, and we started with two county breeders associations, Trempealeau County Breeders in Wisconsin and Vernon County Breeders. And those started in 1941, and it was in 1947 that they merged to form Tri-State Breeders. And then in 1950, Southern Breeders out of Dane County, Wisconsin, started their organization, and then they merged with us in 1959. So with those three county breeders association, we have what we have today, Accelerated Genetics, 70 years later. The thing that we're really proud of is the fact that we grew to where we are today, basically one customer at a time. We've not merged or been acquired by anyone since those 70 years. And we're very proud of that heritage.
Well, when it comes to the organization itself, I think it might be interesting to tell us a little bit about your structure and what makes Accelerated Genetics what it is.
Okay, great. I'll do that. We are a cooperative. Mm-hmm. Our membership consists of the state of Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota, northern tier of counties in Illinois, and northeast Iowa. We are governed by a board of directors. We have 10 districts, so we have 10 directors on our board, and they are all member owners, so they are members of that use our products and services. In addition to the membership market, we do market our product in the rest of the United States. We call that our national market. And then we have an international market as well. And I think that's probably our best-kept secret. We do market our product in 90 countries, so we aren't this small regional cooperative. And actually, in 1995 is when we changed our name from Tri-State Breeders to Accelerated Genetics, because we thought maybe we were viewed as a regional cooperative. In essence, we are a global cooperative.
Well, speaking of the international component of your business, here at World Dairy Expo, I guess my understanding that you'll be kind of entertaining a number of those international guests.
We will. Actually, today is what we call AG Day. What we have today is we've got our international guests that are touring some of our farms, our dairies that are with us, members of ours close here to Madison, Wisconsin. So they're doing two tours of dairies. And then tonight we have an international reception, of which we will host them, this group. It'll be about between 350 and 400 international guests. And that's being hosted at the Monona Terrace this evening.
Well, let's talk about the types of products that you are offering and to this international base of customers that you have today.
Okay. First of all, before we talk about the products, maybe I'd like to share with you, we do own 50% of Worldwide Sires, and that is our marketing arm in Asia, Asia Pacific, Oceania, and those countries. And they have been, we've been an owner of Worldwide Sires, a 50% owner since 2001. So we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of owning them. Worldwide Sires is actually celebrating their 40th anniversary of being in business this year as well. So we have them as a marketing arm for a lot of our international market. Some of the products we offer, obviously besides what I consider the best genetics in the industry, I know I'm biased, but I believe that. We also offer a gamut of animal health products, so nutritional products, semen products, that you, semen tanks, those things that you need to do the artificial insemination. So that the animal products division actually accounts for about 25% of our total sales.
When it comes to the genetic side, you're celebrating 70 years of innovation. What do you think it is that makes your genetics so successful and that you obviously are very proud of?
One of the things is what we formed as a wholly owned subsidiary back in 1988, and that's Genetic Visions, that is headquarters in Middleton, Wisconsin. They are a wholly owned subsidiary that really does the research and development for us. So they were on the early stages of the DNA fingerprinting and marking, and now they are heavily involved in the genomics. And that is headed up by Dr. Mike Cowan, And the thing that I like to think about when I hear Dr. Cowan speak is what he talks about is way beyond my comprehension, but when I sit back and hear him, the thing that comes to mind is I don't know really everything he's talking about, but I'm sure glad he's on our team. So it's because of him and his pioneering that we have some of the genetics we have today, because of the highly involvement with the DNA marketing early on, and now with the genomics. He does a lot of genomic imaging in the industry for a lot of our customers internationally as well. And those are the advantages we have with having genetic visions as part of Accelerated Genetics.
How would you describe the current state of your business? You know, the industry's had some challenging times, but I've heard a lot of optimism expressed here at Expo this year. Just kind of maybe a little look ahead there, and what we can expect from Accelerated Genetics in the future.
Okay. As far as the economic challenges, I think probably 2009 and 2010 were certainly some challenging times. However, for this year, our fiscal year ended September 30th. We're up significantly. That's both domestic and international. And we are hopeful that will continue on into 2012. Some of the things that set us apart are just our culture, our people, and the products that we offer, I think, is second to none. So our focus is going to be to continue to drive those growth in sales and identify really what our customers' needs are. They continue to change daily. We need to make sure that we're focused on what their needs are and that we can support and supply what they need, and then we will continue to be successful when they're successful.
One of the things I'd like to touch on here are a couple of significant awards that I understand that you have received this year. Tell us a little bit about them.
I would love to. For the first award we received back in May, and that was the Governor's Award of Excellence for Exporting for the state of Wisconsin. We were in the large agricultural category, we were the only company to receive that award. What that consists of is not only the increase in sales in exports, but also how we educate and develop in emerging markets. So we're very proud of that we have been recognized by the Governor of the state of Wisconsin to do that. And the other award that we received 2 months later was the Compass Award, and that's more focused on our employees. It came from our financial advisor who manages our retirement fund. And again, we were the only company to receive it, but it was received in response to our fiduciary responsibility to our employees and how not only do we supply this management services, but we also really focus on educating our employees and how they should manage their 401k and the IRA.
Well, I guess I can say multiple congratulations to Accelerated Genetics this year for not only these awards, but your 70 years of celebrating innovation success. And I think that this will really help people better maybe understand and appreciate your time here and also your support for what we're doing at World Dairy Expo. And here from the Expo floor, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.